California sets power consumption record. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Demand for electricity hitting a record high yesterday as the heat wave continues to bake the state. The agency that watches over the power grid warned there'd be rolling blackouts unless the demand eased. Tuesday ended without the power companies having to force outages. Governor Gavin Newsom says it's not over yet.
Everyone has to do their part to help step up for just a few more days. Individuals, the state, industries, business, all doing their part to help reduce strain on the grid.
The excessive heat is forecast to continue for another 2 days. Former Trump political advisor Steve Bannon is facing potential new legal troubles.
Bannon is expected to turn himself in on Thursday for state charges in New York related to his fundraising effort to build a wall along the southern border. Federal prosecutors charged Bannon with diverting more than $1 million to pay an alleged co-conspirator and cover personal expenses. But former President Trump pardoned him on the federal charges. In a statement, Bannon says, "They are coming after all of us, not only President Trump. In fact, I have not yet begun to fight."
Fox's Chris DeMeo. In Tuesday's primary election in Massachusetts, Republicans nominating Trump-endorsed candidate Jeff Deal to run for governor.
You know, this campaign has always been about you, the people of Massachusetts. I am tremendously humbled and honored to have received your support at the polls today.
In November, he'll face the Democrats' nominee, Attorney General Maura Healey.
As I'm traveling around the state, I see too many people are hurting. And these are the people who drive me and drive this campaign.
Massachusetts incumbent Governor Charlie Baker chose not to seek re-election. In Memphis, prosecutors have filed first-degree murder charges against the man who'd been arrested for Friday's abduction of a schoolteacher. Police confirming Tuesday a body found Monday evening near the abduction scene is Eliza Fletcher's. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The White House announcing the rollout of the latest COVID vaccine booster shots.
Chief medical advisor to the president, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says getting a COVID booster might become a yearly routine.
We likely are moving towards a path with a vaccination cadence similar to that of the annual influenza vaccine.
Dr. Fauci expects the boosters to be updated to whatever strain is dominant. The new boosters will target the Omicron variant. Public health leaders are encouraging people to get the new booster and flu shot at the same time in hopes of fending off a fall and winter wave. They expect the shots to be widely available in the next week or so, and say the vaccine will remain free. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A former president and first lady will be back at the White House today.
President Joe Biden will host former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for the reveal of their official White House portraits. The White House Historical Association, which funds the portraits, says presidents and first ladies pick the artist for their portraits before leaving office and then approve them before they're added to the collection. Traditionally, current presidents host their predecessor for the portrait unveiling, but that was not the case during former President Trump's term in office, leaving President Biden to preside over the unveiling for the Obamas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
United Airlines warning the Federal Aviation Administration that if it can't get approval for additional flights into and out of New York's JFK Airport, it will suspend services there next month. United had leased several of its JFK slots to Delta Airlines 7 years ago. Not far from Nassau in the Bahamas, a tragic end to a cruise vacation. A Pennsylvania woman on a shore excursion snorkeling with her family Tuesday was attacked by a bull shark. They raced her back to shore and then to a local hospital, but she did not survive. They've not yet released her name or hometown. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.